This is episode 1948 of the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and I welcome you to the final episode of our series on the virtues. All week long, you've discovered a different virtue for each day this week. You've also discovered an opposing quality, one of the seven deadly sins. In today's final episode, you will explore the virtue of humility and the opposing quality of pride. As you finish out this week's series, you will notice I still have a hoarse voice. I hope I get my voice back soon. I've had a really terrible cold this week. You'll be guided in this final episode as you reflect back over your week and celebrate the big wins, as well as to become aware of times throughout the week that were difficult and what you wish you may have done instead, or lessons that you learned along the way. This weekly reflection, I think, is one of the most important episodes in each series. In fact, this process of reviewing your week is what the Dalai Lama is reported to do. He does this every day, every night before he goes to bed. He's reported to glance back over his day and to notice what went well and also what didn't go so well, and lessons throughout the day. As you reflect back over your week, just notice the highlights, those moments that stand out. And as you get ready to settle yourself down to meditate, here is a little reflection on humility. It's always so refreshing to come across someone who's humble, especially if they're excellent at something, or if they have a lot, such as a lot of wealth, and they share it with others. This reminds me of when I lived on the island of Okinawa, and the wealthiest woman on the island, her name was Madame Iha, is what they called her. And she was in her late 70s at that time. And she lived in the penthouse, the top floor of the condo unit where we lived. She owned the entire condo unit. She owned properties also in Hawaii and Las Vegas and on the mainland Japan. So she had made a lot of her wealth in real estate. And she would go for a walk in the morning around the town of Iha, which was named after her. Her name was Shizu Iha. She would regularly leave fresh fruits and vegetables outside our door from people who had given her gifts from their gardens. There are a lot of centenarians on the island of Okinawa who daily garden and farm. Every quarter, so every 3 to 4 months, Madame Iha would invite all the people from the condo up to her penthouse for a dinner. She wouldn't allow anyone to bring anything. She wanted to serve all of us by herself. She didn't even have anyone helping her. And she wouldn't let us help her clean up. So she would serve us all, and she would clean up all on her own. And here she was, the wealthiest woman on Okinawa, yet she would humble herself in this way. And I feel like this is what kept her so vibrant and dynamic, even in her older age. Her humility was so refreshing. It's so difficult to find somebody who especially has a lot of wealth, who won't allow themselves to come down to the same level as the people they're with, or even to humble themselves to serve people who are in a lower social or economic status than they are. Most people are too proud. One of the seven deadly sins, pride. As you settle yourself down and get ready to meditate your final meditation in this series on virtues, reflect back over your week and consider the times when you felt humbled. And consider the times when people showed you humility. Also reflect on when you may have been too proud, when you may have let your pride get in the way. And think about what you could do to experience more humility in your life, to show less pride and more humility. I have so enjoyed sharing this week's virtue series with you. As you meditate and reflect back over your week and how you experience the different virtues and the seven deadly sins, think about the best times you experienced this week and also those difficult times and the lessons you learned. As always, you are so worth slowing down for.